Blog Talk Radio.
Buongiorno, coming live from Naples, Italy, Hallelujah Full Gospel Services would like to present.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started. Well, I hope you can hear me now. Can you hear me? Or am I getting feedback? Okay. Thank you so much. All right, great. I'm actually calling in as a guest, and I'm glad that you let me know that you were unable to hear me at that time. But I wanted to say hello again. I am Glovina Williams, and again, welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. And I so appreciate how my listeners are. You're so patient with me as I am still learning how to operate this this studio. So I appreciate that, and always apologize for any inconveniences. But I wanted to, you know, I kind of started out by saying that, you know, the times that we're living in right now, it's like it's sounding to really, really stick together. I mean, stick together, because sticking together, it makes the difference between losing and winning. And who doesn't want to win? We want to win. And so I looked into the Word of God, and I'd like to just read a couple of scriptures for you. And I kind of listed it out just to kind of make it applicable to perhaps where we can set a goal and strive to be. Listen, this is from 1 Chronicles chapter 19, and I'd like to read this to you. And it's going to come from the 11th, beginning at the 11th verse, 1 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 11. It says, "And the rest of the people he delivered unto the hand of Abishai, his brother, and they set themselves in array against the children of Ammon." And listen at verse 12. "And he said, If the Syrians be too strong for me, then thou shalt help me. But if the children of Ammon be too strong for you, then I will help you." And the 13th verse says, "Be of good courage, and let us behave ourselves valiantly for our people and for the cities of our God. And let the Lord do that which is good in his sight." So during times of, I'd say, when the current events can sometimes be a bit overwhelming, let's keep up our courage, and let us show strength for the sake of others. Yeah. And then let God do what God does best. I often say, when I pray and then I'm wondering perhaps what may happen next or what will be the outcome, I will say to myself, it's in the Lord's hands now. Yeah. And you can trust when your future and your future is in his hands, you can trust him. So, you know, it's like, be strong and let us put forth our strength and let Yahweh do what is good in his eyes. Now, that's a level of trust. It really is. that's a level of trust where we're saying, I believe that God, I've done what I can do. That's part of it. God has already done 95% of it, but it requires 5% for us to do. But that 5% requires 100% of our effort. So do what you can do. Let's pick up our responsibility and then do what? Put it in the Lord's hands. Yeah. And sometimes that may sound a little easier than it is, but that's where the confidence and the trust that we have in God, we begin to rely upon Him. You know, if I can just share a model with you. There's a model that was developed by a man by the name of, I believe he was, his last name is Tuckman. I apologize that I don't remember his first name, but his last name is Tuckman. And some of us, we may have heard of this model before, but it really talks about, it's going to be familiar to some of you, forming, storming, and norming. Yeah, so that we can get to the point of high performing. Now, this model, like I said, it was designed by a man by the name of Tuckman, and this is what's about to happen as we begin to come more and more back into our environment of cooperation in the marketplace, in our household of faith, even in our homes. I mean, some of us are beginning to come together more and more, but there are some things that we have to do in order for us, I'm going to use the term gel. It may cause for us to perhaps act a little differently at different times. And these stages of, I'll call it corporate, meaning all of us together, corporate growth, it's referred to as forming, storming, norming, and then what? Reaching that high performance. Because, you know, when we begin to come together again, as many of us are already doing, you know, there is a sense of excitement and eagerness. We're excited. We have high expectations. And sometimes we can come in. I'm going to add this. Even perhaps you're starting even a new job, a new career. You know, the employment is booming right now. The market is wide open for employment. So many people have changed their jobs. Some have decided that they're back in the educational institutions. And so what's going on is that, you know, there's an excitement and there's an eagerness. But sometimes we feel like, where do I fit in? You may be joining something new at your household of faith. You may be joining a new community organization. Where do I fit in? And along with where do I fit in comes a little bit of anxiety. where do I fit in and what's expected of me? And do I have the right skills? Will people like me? Will I like them? Can we achieve this goal? Because anytime you come together, there is a goal. There is an end goal. And so sometimes we can start out in a new environment, meeting new people, and that's what I want us to do. Begin to get out more, get involved more, get involved in your household of faith, get involved in your community, get involved politically. Begin to join constructive organizations that are going somewhere. So sometimes when we first come in, at least I am, I'm usually quiet. I'm kind of watching and looking at the situation and evaluating. So depending, I'll say, on the leader, that leader will begin to give you a sense of place, where you fit in, and what the structure is of the new organization. But the main concern normally for you in the beginning is finding your position in this new environment, in this new group. So one way. Now, if you're the leader of it, I'm talking about sticking together here. If you're the leader, then it is your responsibility to provide structure. That's a leader's responsibility, to provide some framework, make people feel, provide a comfortable climate, and help new people define the goal. You know, explain to them what the goal is. This is very important. This could simply just be a family gathering. And perhaps, you know, some new people have entered into your family. Maybe some of the relatives have married, and now they're bringing in new things, because we're talking about a principle here. So that's the forming. Remember I said this man by the name of Tuckman, he said, forming, you know, forming a new group. And then the next one is, listen to this one, it's called storming. And it's just what it says, storming. You know, because when you are forming, I think this is so beneficial for us now. If it's handled well, then it'll be a lighter experience for everyone involved. But if it's not handled properly, it'll be prolonged. Because what we're really trying to do is to bring the group together. It could be a community group. You could be working at your local elementary or high school volunteering. I don't know what your new, you know, what your new norm is, but I want us to begin to get out and get active and stick together. It's important for this phase of, I'm going to go so far as to say, human development. Because God is taking us to a new dimension. He's lift higher. We're really getting a grasp of how important it is that we stick together, stay in communication with each other. Even if you've had a bit of a rift during the storming period, reach out. I learned that from one of my aunts. You know, learn to reach out to others. Even if there's been a little bit of a rift, reach out, okay? So we're talking about, you talked about that forming, what it feels like, that excitement, the expectations, but yet still trying to figure out, where do I fit in? Here's another one, the storming. Because if the forming, as I mentioned, is not handled properly, it's going to be prolonged. It's not going to ruin the group coming together, but it may be a little bit prolonged, because storming, you know, what happens is, listen at this, and you'll be able to relate. It happened. The participants, those that have come together, the people, they begin to kind of storm against each other. Mm-hmm. And cliques can get formed. You know, sometimes just rubbing each other the wrong way. And what I'm saying here, my beloved, is that this is a normal process when we start coming back together. Sometimes there's a bit of little power struggles, and guess what? Usually the power struggle is aimed at the leader. You know, sometimes people will hold little private meetings, have phone calls outside of the group, right? And not inviting those who need to be part of these conversations. Sometimes people, you know, change things before they check with the leader. I took it upon myself to do this. But sometimes that's not the way we do it. We're talking about sticking together. And storming really is the toughest part. Because, why is it tough, my beloved? Because it can be discouraging. But it's not a connotation that the gathering or the coming together again is not going to work out. It's just a phase. It is just a phase. And so now, you know, sometimes people are expressing their concerns, but guess what? We're still headed toward this group maturing, because it is that concept of sticking together no matter what. I may not agree with you on this, but we're going to agree to disagree. So how do you handle that stage? Let's talk about that for a moment. Admit that we need to allow some issues to surface and deal with the conflict. Yeah. That's really an area that I always have to work on. Yeah, we have to allow the issues to surface and deal with the conflict. Yeah. And if you're the leader, if I can add this, you allow, try to allow the other participants to solve their own problems. I'm saying participants, it could be I'm referring to perhaps family members. I'm referring to if you're coming back into the work, turning to your household of faith, if you're returning to maybe a monthly gathering that you have, a book club. Still, there is a forming, a storming, norming phase that we go to before we get to the high performance of accomplishing the goal that we set out to do. So it's good. As a leader, it's good. Let others work out and solve their own issues. In other words, hold back before you step in. Because, listen, here's the advantage. It helps others to gain experience on settling their own conflicts. So we know that during this period, whatever your goal is, if it's to read a book together, if it's to meet weekly for a specific purpose, productivity can be reduced during the storming stage. So expect that. Why? Because if there's some distractions, because we begin to focus on internal issues. But as a leader, I'm talking to the leaders now, try your very best to stay neutral. Try your very best to stay neutral. Yeah. Because issues begin to surface, you must remain neutral. And then when you do have to step in to help to resolve the issues, try to use some problem-solving techniques. Listen and paraphrase and tell a person back what you heard them say. That's a good way to really clear things up and make sure that you have a good understanding. When you paraphrase back to a person, it's not that you're parroting like a parrot, but you're saying back what you heard, and that gives a person the opportunity to correct it. Say, no, that's not what I meant. What I meant was, okay? So here's another thing. During the storming period, tension is normal. It's normal. Conflict it brings about tension, and it's normal during this phase when we're coming together again. But I want you to stay calm, remain neutral, and help others to identify what their issues may be. Create an atmosphere where people can safely express their feelings, and always invite, I said, invite input and feedback. What do you think about that? Give me your opinion on that. Get that feedback. And when it's needed, I'm just speaking to a leader now, assertively referee heated discussions and facilitate that communication. We're talking about as we're coming out, bringing ourselves together, I don't want any of us to feel isolated and think I'm just not going to be bothered. That didn't work out. Come on out. Come out of isolation. Come out of our shells. And as we're doing this, there will be a period of forming where we'll feel, where do I fit in here? There will be a period of storming. Oh, I'm not too comfortable. Conflicts may arise. This is normal. That's really what we really want to emphasize today, that this is normal. And be encouraged to settle disagreements and issues. And in that, develop self-esteem. It'll help us to develop self-esteem and confidence in our own ability to work through some tough issues as a group. Yeah, it could be the family, as I said. It could be at the household of faith. It could be an organization that you're working in. This happens regardless as to the level, the reason that we're coming together with a common goal. But what will happen during this storming period, if we handle it correctly, my love, is that it will result in increasing openness. Yes. Individuals being able to be authentic together. Yeah. So when we can identify and solve issues, then guess what? We get into the next stage, and it's called the norming. And this is where we have resolved our conflicts. We've solved some problems, right? And the beautiful part, animosities begin to disappear, and harmony and trust and support and respect begins to rise. It's on the increase. If you've really stuck together and work through some issues for a common goal, you too have found, sometimes we say it like this, you know, in the beginning, I didn't like that person, but that person, you know, I got to know them better because, you know, they're really only, if I can say this, they're really only two perfect people listening to this podcast and speaking on this podcast. There's only two perfect people, and that's you and me, right? So we learn through these that, hey, this person has a lot to offer. And so animosity, I'll repeat, begin to disappear, and harmony and trust, support, and respect begins to increase. Yeah. Soul forming, hey, where do I fit in here? Storming? Oh, I don't know if we're going to be able to do this. Maybe I picked the wrong team. Maybe I shouldn't have come to this event. But then we begin to resolve these issues. And guess what? Then we begin to come into the norming part where encouragement. And it's called norming because conflicts begin to end and we decide on, hey, let's, you know, these are the new norms that we hear so much about. There are new norms that are taking place, not just in our culture, not just in our community, but new norms are taking place in the world. But norms lead to performing. Yeah. In that normal stage, you begin to really get down to working out issues to implement solutions. This is implementing solutions. We begin to develop communication skills and redefine our roles. You may have come in thinking that, I'll put it on this level, I thought you wanted me to set the table. Now someone else is setting the table. No, I've changed my mind. I'd like for you to do this particular task. We redefine our roles and we refocus on what? Productivity. Gets us back on track. This is the norming stage. And guess what? Now the leader, if you're the leader, once you get to the norming stage, here's a good part again. You, as the leader, begin to relinquish control to the others, to the other members. So we learn how to end storming and begin to engage into norming. So identify what's the nature of our group. You know, let's face these issues. Let's intervene and resolve them. Not just face them, but let's go to the next level and let's resolve them and help them, help others to gain new skills. Let me show you how to do this. And then support them while they're making improvements. Encourage empowerment. Yeah. And then encourage others to begin to assume leadership roles. Hey, here's the force that really brings us into, this takes us home. Performing. You want your group, your team to be a high performance team. And you can take this model and just place it anywhere on the planet, in any situation where we're developing a new team. Listen, because our conflicts have been resolved, we're gaining experience working together, being together, enjoying one another. We begin to settle down, and now, even like in our household of faith, we're beginning to win souls for Christ. We begin to help people to change their habits and take on better habits. So we begin to participate and collaborate, know each other's skills and begin working independently, sharing our leadership roles. This is where we really get into the higher levels of productivity. Listen, that's the handling and the performing stage. And that's what we want, high performance, high performance. You know what it's similar to? It's similar to like a parent and a grown child. You know, when your child becomes an adult, there has to be now mutual respect. And we have to learn to release the power. Now there's a shared leadership, leaders becoming more team members. Yes, we're offering just maybe like whatever our expertise is, our experience. And here's the result, a high-performing group, a high-performing organization. But each time a new member enters, the team, this group starts all over again, and that's the period of testing. But the goal is reach a high performance, and that's what we want, and do it as quickly as possible. I do hope that today has been a blessing for you. I want you to know I love you. And as we move out into these new norms, know that God loves you. God is with you. We're going to stick together. And we're going to grow as God is ascending us and taking us to higher places. You can do this. So when you face certain phases of coming together again, don't back out. Stay there and let's stick together. I love you. Peace, prosperity, and I pray that the Holy Spirit just possesses every area of your life. Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.